The work of two seminal jazz trumpeters, Dizzy Gillespie and Chet Baker, is being celebrated this week with the release of a pair of CD collections by the label Shout Factory. Musician and day-to-day contributor David Waz has this review.
The Dizzy and Chet reissues are the work of the same geniuses who started the highly successful music recycling label Rhino Records. Rhino began in the early 70s when Richard Foose and his brother Garson began selling used records out of the trunk of their car. In 1998, they sold Rhino to Warner Music for a reported $60 million. Their new label, Shout Factory, marks their return to the re-release fray. Lushly packaged and expertly annotated, these recordings are a fine introduction to the Castor and Pollux of the brass world. Dizzy, the hot-blowing, antic spirit, and Chet, the brooding, brando-handsome crooner with a dossier of dope use, burglary, and near-pop icon status.
Let's get lost in each other's arms.
Dizzy had vestiges of a legitimate musical education and could play the piano as well as the trumpet, while Chet was mostly self-taught and could but barely read music. Legend has it that Gillespie, one of the architects of the bebop revolution with Charlie Parker and Bud Powell, was already playing oddly dissonant solos when he was with Cab Calloway's band in 1939. Supposedly, Calloway upbraided the budding avant-gardist by telling him to quit playing that Chinese music in my band. I once asked Dizzy about that apocryphal quote, and he said that Cab Calloway wasn't hip enough to know what Chinese music sounded like. If Chet Baker couldn't play with the fluidity and upper register power of Gillespie, his sense of swing was sure enough to impress. The king of bop, Charlie Parker, hired the 22-year-old for a West Coast tour in 1952, after which Jerry Mulligan added him to his LA-based quartet. They were an instant sensation and launched Chet's fatal bout with fame and an attendant lowlife of drug addiction, which eventually cost the trumpeter his teeth in a dope-related street fight. After a few stints in prison and a forced exile in Europe, Chet landed in Denver and went to see Dizzy, who was playing at a local night spot. Dizzy by now was one of jazz's elder statesmen, whose trademark angled horn and bulging cheeks transformed his image from bebop rebel to beloved clown prince. Gillespie made a few strategic phone calls to club owners in New York, and Chet Baker was back on the map.
With the song in my heart.
Today, Chet Baker has become a favorite of loungy, postmodern hipsters who find his kickback vocal stylings both campy and cool. One of the two CDs in this collection is solely devoted to his singing.
The writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above, but not for me. Would love to lead the way. I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool.
Even more freewheeling are the Dizzy discs, from his big band beginnings to the bebop era, and finally to his immersion in Cuban music in the post-war years. Take your pick or mix and match, a little ice and a little spice.
From 1947, Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra, a reviewer from 2005, David Waz.